Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
For anyone who may be watching right now, they're like, okay, with all this doom and gloom, what's the point if the system is rigged? Can we give them a conclusive answer about why you still have to invest despite of the conditions we may face and roadblocks that may be thrown our way?
I mean, it's the only option. Like he said, you know, the only three ways to get to build wealth in this country is real estate, stocks, and business. You notice he didn't say working a job, saving. He didn't say any of that. So mm-hmm. At the end of the day, Republican, Democrat, Independent, doesn't matter. If your goal is to have financial freedom, which people that watch this show, that's usually their goal, then you have to invest. That's the only way. It's the only way to have financial freedom. Now, you're still going to have other issues in life, but this show is focused on financial freedom. So with that being said, that leads me to my next question. Beyond stocks, what are some alternative sources of income for those looking to invest heavily while moving beyond a traditional 9-to-5 job?
I mean, we just talked to hit the nail on the head. You have to build a business or build something that you're best in the world at. I know it's not an answer that everyone loves, but even when we were talking yesterday about networking tips, A, keep your pitch down to 10 seconds because it's going to be people meeting all day, all night. But when you're looking to build a business, what can you do that someone else in the world is not able to do? You want to enter a field that doesn't have a ton of competition. So like when ChatGPT came onto the scene, they have more competitors now. But for 75 years, they were trying to make something like that. They were the ones that were able to execute it. Google, who dropped the fucking ball, were supposed to have come out with something like this 8 years ago. They didn't do it. What can you build? What resource can you give to your community or to the world that no one else can do? And then you'll get a windfall from there. You have to build a business or help someone build theirs. So going back to the CEO of Starbucks now, his skill set is so valuable that it's worth paying him $113 million in compensation to help resurrect Starbucks from where they are now to where they should be. So be so valuable that you can increase the valuation of a company. That's the only way. You have to build a business. Have to.
Yeah. Ain't no more to it.
That's it.
Can I sneak in these earnings real quick?
And I'll say this, work on your craft every day. I keep stressing this. Be genuine in the people that you meet, but people can feel if you worked on your craft when you're pitching. Like, we'll talk about it, but you're like, hey, what can I do to get better? You guys have the conversation with Nick Cannon's like, hey, does networking matter more or being great at your craft? The answer is both, but if you're not great at it, the connection doesn't matter.
Well,
doesn't matter. Can you put up points on the board when you get the ball in your proverbial court?
Can you continuously put points up on the board?
Absolutely.
Right.
In a crunch time.
Yeah. It's important because, I mean, each person has a subjective opinion. And so is your message going to be consistent every time?
Yep.
Are you going to show up every time the same way?
And the output be consistent.
Yeah. It's important. I was going to say, can we run through some earnings really quickly?
Absolutely.
Since we're talking about obviously investing and creating business. You tell me what you think about these companies. It's a big week for retail. We got Lowe's reporting this week. We got Target.
Solid.
Macy's. TJ Maxx is reporting. We got BJ's. Cava's reporting. Ross, what's your thoughts around retail? I think that they're seeing some uptick.
I'm not going to say uninvestable, but that's not where I will put my first set of cash. If I have some spare cash, I don't want to lie and say that they're investable like someone else lied. Shout to him. But Cava, I like. Target, not so much. And also, like, okay, what is the interest rate? This is a great exercise. What is the current interest rate versus what is the profit margin of these companies? Great exercise. So if the profit margin for Target hypothetically is 8% and our interest rate is, I don't want that kind of thin of a margin. BJ's, easy joke. I won't do it. Cava, I like though. Ross isn't bad. Ross isn't bad. Too easy. You know what I mean? But.
Oh. That might be close.
Ross, I like. Cava, I like. Who else is on there?
TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx had a rough quarter.
Solid. Yeah. Solid. Yeah.
You know what I'm interested in seeing? Snowflake.
Cool.
Snowflake. They got beat up last quarter so bad. They haven't recovered. Dropped down to 150. I'm interested in seeing that. And then one of the darlings of the pandemic, Zoom.
Remember when they said Snowflake was going to be like the net? No.
Reality set in for them a bit.
Set in, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't quite deliver. Where is it? It's at 130. Ooh.
At one point, that was at 398. Ooh, baby. Them COVID.
This year was at 232 in February. It was 232. And it took a beating. I think it was after the second quarter earnings report, and it hasn't recovered. So I'm interested to see how they report.
Stock down $108 over the last 4 years.
Yeah,
finito.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, unless Buffett going to buy a whole bunch of shares and merge it with Geico, but no.
What do you think about Zoom? You talking about one that at its peak, it's trying to stay above. Trying to stay around above $60 at this point.
If you're a Zoom, who can you sell to? That is a great piece of technology, but has no use case. Like, even with that, are more people on Zoom or Instagram Live?
They might have missed a point. They might have missed the mark when to sell.
They should have sold. As soon as they got hot, I would have been making every call. Just like the equity company did with Roc Nation. Hey, let's merge real quick. Oh, where you at? Speaking of which, how was your weekend?
Oh, yeah.
But Zoom, uninvestable. Shout to the management CEO, but No,
we have to actually. I'm glad you said this. We have to be fair about this situation. I did speak to Dame Dash, who we reported something that everybody reported last week when it was actually a teachable moment when Rockefeller, well, Reasonable Doubt, he has a Dame Dash has a judgment to sell Reasonable Doubt, and Jay-Z's lawyer, so it's gonna go on auction, but Jay-Z's lawyer or Roc Nation's lawyer put a statement out saying that whoever buys it is going to revert back to Jay-Z in 2030. Essentially, you know, you're discouraging people from buying it by saying, putting that statement out,
which
right?
is smart.
For sure. So is that something, because it's like $800,000, right? It's not like it's $800 million, right?
Yeah.
So is, how do you feel about that? How do you, would that something that you would do? How do you feel? What do you think?
Give my honest answer.
What do you think as far as in the, yeah, your honest answer. Yes.
What side of the coin is he on?
If
side of truth.
The side of if he was the person
that was, had the judgment.
No, the other side.
Oh, the person.
So if you're on a judgment, you're not in the position to do anything.
So the person who was going to revert to. Okay. Gotcha.
I was actually, cause you know, Joseph was talking about buying it, right? I think we should buy him off of Dame and give him to Hov.
And we put should it do to what? Bed. We should do what?
Buy the master off of Dame, friend, and give him to Hov.
Why would we do that?
Relationship.
No, I'm saying, why would you give it? If you buy it, why would you give it?
How much money do you think you'll be able to make off of in a 6-year period? I think the return on investment on a relationship probably be 10x. If they bought Manhattan for 24 Dutches, yeah.
They don't take me as those type of guys, though. It's like, I'm
not. If sure it was me buying it flat out, would I to have rights to it for 5 or 6 years? No. Once again, going back to the conversation we had privately, I don't want to make an enemy out of anybody on that side.
Yeah.
So then you don't touch it.
I mean, you know, it's one thing. No.
It's uninvestable. By making that statement, he almost gave a declaration of war to say, you only have 5 years anyway, but those 5 or 6 years can be. Lawyers don't even make those statements normally. It's going to revert back to Sean anyway. What?
Yeah. Unless you don't want you don't want equity to go to the person.
So, yep. I mean, you know, I think he's looking at it from a standpoint of he's saying that, and he said this before, like, you know, that the bylaws were changed. And the potential sale originally was supposed to be valued at 20 million, 10 to 20 million. So how does it come to only 800,000? And then putting that statement out actually lowers the value even more to the point where I don't know what the market value is now, but maybe 100,000, maybe, who knows? Like, you know, it's so I guess the question would be what would be the motive for doing that? I guess that's the mind frame that he would kind of go in. It's like, what would be the motive of somebody doing that other than, you know,
devaluing it
to hurt somebody?
To devalue it and then destroy completely. Because if I make it uninvestable or not a wise investment, and is it going to revert back to Jay-Z anyway, it's to drive the buyer's market. No different if you have a condominium. It's like, well, it's contaminated with lead. Of course, you're going to devalue the property for what it could go for.
Hmm.
That's on the sale of it. But if there's a judgment on the other side of it, doesn't that change it? Right? Like, in the sense of if it doesn't sell at that value, right? If the judgment's for 800,000 and now the value of that has gone down to, let's say, if it's one, there's still 700,000 that needs to be made on that judgment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That hurts him.
Right.
That hurts him. By design.
So it's like, I guess he's looking like, why would you want to hurt me more than I've already suffered, right? Like, oh, if you have to pay 800,000 and your only asset that you have could potentially sell for 800,000, that'll get you out the clear. But now if that asset is deemed worthless, you still owe 800,000. So now it just puts you in a pickle.
A different situation, yeah.
Now you got to try to figure out where you're going to get 800,000 from.
Right.
This reminds me a lot of the Warren Buffett Lehman situation in 2008. I'll say the economy, but as a result, something has to fall apart that I want to fall apart.
So you're saying we should call Jamie Dimon? He got the answer. Let me come save you all.
Yes.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.